Okay, podcast session number one, NABQT live from the embassy suites where we're not staying at, sadly. We come here to cheer up Jaime, who's reading a novel. What novel are you reading, Jaime? We got eliminated, 0-2. Jaime's crying. Yeah, and it's...
The loss hit him hard.
Yeah, it hit him really hard, you know? 0-2, that's a tough number. So close. You know, MVP, Hannah, for sure. I know you answered question 20, but it doesn't really matter.
It doesn't matter.
Insignificant. But I answered none, so I'm more, even more. But I think we're having fun. I don't know. Omar, are you having fun?
I know.
You having fun, Omar?
Am I? Am I?
Are you having fun?
Don't take away his participation trophy.
Wow.
You should have gotten one too.
He's like, take it, please.
Take it. It's for you. It's a present.
Yeah.
I'm here for Morris.
I did as much as Victoria did for you.
You can't reject the present.
I know. All right.
And
Victoria, are you having fun?
I'm having a great time.
Okay. No, this is off the record. Are you having fun?
Yeah.
Okay.
Okay.
Okay, Bob Ross's apprentice. How about you, Alina?
We really do this again. Wait, but he's Pope Louis from the spaghetti.
Yeah. But NYC is in a couple of days, and it's quite exciting.
Why does that make you sad? Because I forgot. Only.
Yeah, Victoria doesn't want to be here for NYC.
That's a lie.
No, you heard her say, oh, when I said NYC in a couple days.
No, it's because I realized I forgot something.
Yeah, you know my phone's catching everything.
Yeah.
Yeah, it's fine. It'll be like, bah, bah, bah. If you're wondering what that clank, if you're wondering what that is, those are the participation trophies that Victoria was talking about.
Gonna kill everyone's eardrums.
I know.
This is a very... productive podcast.
Yes, what do you want us to talk about?
Well, I'm not asking you to talk about anything, Omar. So, first...
Say that again?
So, first topic. Bring it up. Say it.
Something.
Jaime, are you okay?
Yeah.
Talk
about Jaime's,
okay.
Jaime's mental health. Jaime, how are you today?
I'm pretty good.
How good are you?
On a scale of what?
1 to 10.
An 8.
That's passing.
Yeah, okay. Why don't you have an that's passing? Yeah.
That's passing.
It's a B.
Sufficient.
It's a B. It's sufficient enough, right? It's average.
Okay. Why? Why are you at an 8 and not a 10?
Because he just lost Axel.
And you sad about that?
Not really.
Yeah.
We deserve that loss.
That loose.
That loose.
Nice. Okay.
No, he I saved the video where he's like, stoop.
Stoop.
And I saved the Y video also.
That was him.
Both of them?
That was him. Oh, the Y video?
Wait, which
one? The Y video is him. I don't know the Stoop video.
They're like, wow, Jaime, that's rude.
Yeah. So, Victoria.
Did you someone said stop? How dare you?
No. It's because I just kept saying that randomly and I just was cracking up the entire time.
All right. Victoria, favorite Marvel movie?
Oh, Marvel movie. Okay, Venom.
MCU.
Okay, MCU.
And can't be Infinity War in any game.
It's not. Probably Black Panther. And if Anthony watches this, it still is.
Okay. Nice. How about you? MCU movie.
Far From Home.
Far From Home? Respectfully. How about you? MCU movie. How about you, Omar?
Were you gonna say Infinity War Endgame?
Okay, yeah, Omar says Infinity War.
No, I don't.
Yeah, you like Infinity War, we all know you do.
Prove it.
What's your favorite MCU
movie? My favorite MCU movie is Winter Soldier. I really like Winter Soldier. I enjoy it. I don't know, just the whole conspiracy thing. It's pretty cool. But yeah.
Who's this?
Wait,
you guys have to see this.
No one has to see that.
No one has to hear it. No,
okay. Well, Wow. Man, I don't know what to talk about. Are we leaving?
Relax.
This is a short podcast. Wait, where are they going?
They might be moving
back to the hotel. Back to... Oh.
We want to go to the hotel.
Yeah. Don't you? Don't
what,
you?
What are we going to do in our hotel?
I want to drink my Canada Dry.
We're going to do a little bit more than here because we bought a lot of snacks last night. You guys went back to the hotel, huh?
Yeah, huh?
I know.
We have like a gallon of milk in that thing.
Well, like that's all okay, true. Well, we're like taking the week off, right? Okay? Like we're eating regularly and then like, yeah, we bought all junk food. Is that bad? Is that a bad thing?
It is regular food.
It is for a trip like this.
Wow. A burger you can easily make at home. Bread you can make it at home.
Yeah, we bought a bunch of junk food. Is that so bad?
What junk food did you get?
We bought a bunch
is
of chips.
Is it like good junk food?
Yeah, I bought the hint of lime Tostitos. Have you tasted those? Those are really good. We bought ginger ale. They bought a bunch of other soda. Cameron bought donuts. And yeah, we got a lot of stuff. We went there in the... Yeah, we left your dad alone for a while. He was just pushing the cart by himself. He looked like he came by himself. Yeah, he was tired. I'm like, are you tired? He's like, yep, my batteries are drained. And he just left. Oh, they left. I told you.
Should we just
are they keep moving this shit? Oh, man. Yeah. Yes, but...
Yes.
Okay, so this has been a very productive week. We lost 0-2. We lost to,
The first one you lost really bad.
To who?
Oklahoma.
Oklahoma and then Western 3, which, they're from California, some part, I forgot.
Northern California.
Yeah, and we played Spoons, and we got participation trophies, which is pretty cool. Omar was being boring, and Jaime was just watching videos. We were up in the 12th floor of the embassy. And we had to come.
Also boring.
We came down to support Jaime, our friend, right?
Yes.
Can we all agree that Jaime is our friend?
Should we just move to the shade?
Should I just leave you guys alone and never come back? Yes.
Jaime, tell us.
What?
About you.
Do you feel lonely?
Not really. No. Why?
Fine. What is lonely to a man that's always lonely?
Wow, Omar, I never thought it was that. I guess I am alone.
Ouch.
I can't, man. I'm sorry. What's wrong with you?
It's true. It's true.
I'm sorry. Jeez.
Oh my gosh.
What do you want me to say, honey?
Omar, we made a podcast while you were asleep. And I don't know if you know about this, but we made it about you for 40 minutes.
Okay, does it have any audio of me somehow sleep talking?
Yes.
Okay, I need to see this podcast because I've never seen myself sleep talk.
Talk in your sleep?
Apparently.
A lot.
According to who?
A lot.
How?
It was at one point. I don't know who you were talking to, but it was pretty weird.
What?
It was pretty weird.
I had no dreams whatsoever. I need to see this podcast.
No, we were talking about you. It was me, Joseph, Anthony, Peter, Jesus, Isaac, everybody.
Isaac. Oh, yeah.
Yeah.
I was thinking like
Isaac went to church
Isaac.
Last night. I heard. Because Jesus is back from Mexico, so he picks him up now.
That's good. That's
he wasn't good. Coming because Jesus wasn't coming. Because Jesus couldn't pick him up.
Yeah.
So.
I'm glad he's still coming.
Yeah, I mean.
When I get really back good. Home, I'm just going to record
about,
a night of me
Yair
sleeping.
What about Yair and Kevin?
Yeah, he was in Mexico. He's stuck. I think he got deported, so he's done for. I'm kidding.
Please, Axel.
He's like one of my friends. Why would
You're
I do
terrible.
It?
Terrible.
No, I'm not. No, I'm not.
Yes, you are.
No, I'm not. I'm not terrible.
Sure, you're not.
I'm not, Omar. Not as bad as you, Lewis Fur.
Okay, it's a game about murder.
You weren't the murderer, though.
He was an apprentice to the atheist.
Yeah, you were an apprentice to
assistant.
The atheist. Assistant to the atheist. Yeah.
But he himself was not an atheist.
Yeah, but, you know, I would always... accuse the freelancer than the, you know, the atheist, the assistant,
the whisper.
But yes, we recorded a podcast. And yes, Yair's in Mexico, and I don't think he's coming back.
It's been like how much? A month already?
It's been 2 months. He's been gone the whole summer.
Yep.
And he said he forgot his passport, and I'm like, bye-bye.
Yeah.
Adios.
Like, I was like, good luck coming back.
Yeah, I know. But yeah, he's cool. I don't know if you ever, like, talked to him. Did you talk to him?
I talked to him a little at, like, what was it?
Convention?
Yeah, convention and the day after when we were in Tucson.
But yes. Yeah, I mean, Kevin, he spends a lot with his youth group. There's like a youth group. They're nice people. I know some of them. They're nice. Yeah, and I catch them in bad like places. So I'm like, hey man, what's up? Bad places, I mean like he's doing something. Like bad time. There we go. And I'm like, hey, you want to do something? He's like, no, I gotta do this. And he sends me a picture of what he's doing, and he's actually doing it. I'm like, oh, okay. It's okay, bro. It's fine. I mean, he's always doing something. That's good. But yes, did you see the post from Sister Abbott? The youth tonight?
Yeah.
It's so sad. It's so sad.
Are they back from... St. Louis?
They were here, yeah.
Were they staying for anyone?
They did.
When did they fly back?
Maybe they did it.
Maybe hopefully. It's because half the youth is
That'd
gone.
Be kind of cool if they were there. Mm-hmm. Yeah, that would be kind of cool. Yes. Phil's coming.
Yes.
I like Phil. He's cool. Any other topics? Nothing? Wow, this is so quiet.
What do you want us to talk about?
Oh, I'm asking you, Omar.
Well, I don't know one.
Well, if you were to talk,
can we talk about nothing?
All right, Omar's out of the podcast.
I'm still here.
No, he's not. He's gone. Sure. I'm gonna cut you out.
He's gonna be gone in a few seconds.
You're gonna be gone in a few seconds. Right?
Yes, this is going in Spotify. You know that, right?
Why?
So everyone's gonna hear. So we gotta be careful what you say, Omar.
Yes.
Oh man, I can't, man. I can't. Yes, but Alina, how is your stay here? How are you enjoying St. Louis, St. Charles?
Pretty good. We're not in St. Charles.
Yes, we are.
Well, I mean, the convention, but
we're in St. Charles.
But we're
right
not
now.
Staying here. Okay, fine.
We're in St. Charles right now.
Right now.
And we've been in St. Charles most of the trip. Yes. Yes, we have. We went to St. Louis just yesterday.
Okay.
I'm right. I take note. I was right, Victoria wasn't. Okay. Hmm? Yeah, good. Yeah. How about you, Hannah? You haven't said anything. Which is not a bad thing.
Me too. I'm waiting for come back.
I'm hungry. I am really hungry.
It's only
And it's almost PlayStation, and that's gonna last like another hour.
Well, I think
that starts
seven.
At 7.
Yeah, it starts at 7.
Oh, really? But then what are we doing here?
We're waiting for Cameron.
Where is he?
He's taking Sister Sylvia to get her rental or something like that.
No! Cameron! Cam Bam. He says that a couple people call him
Killer,
Cam Bam.
Killer Cam.
Killer Cam. Mm-hmm. Yep.
Killer Cam.
That's him.
Butcher.
Killer Cam. The butcher.
Is anyone for sure doing quizzing next year?
I think I am. But, like, if no one else is, like, we don't have a team.
I'm not.
I feel like Sister Hogan's gonna get...
She's gonna, like...
It's okay.
You gotta stand your ground.
She's gonna, like, guilt trip people into quizzing.
That's what always happens. Yeah.
It happened to me this second year.
It happened to me this year.
No, that's the only reason I joined quizzing the first time. Because originally I was like, maybe it sounded...
It was... The team was packed.
When?
The first 2017?
Mm-hmm.
The funny thing about quizzing is one of the funniest moments is 2017. Eric answered a question. Eric Haley, said five. That was his answer because they were like, "Oh, this right," and then he buzzed in really fast and he's like, "Five? I don't know." I remember that.
Oh, when we were in practice.
Yeah, he didn't do it. And no, then he left. He never came back.
He came for like only one day.
Jackie and Victor were also part of it too.
And Anthony and Rebecca. And I'm not sure if Ani. I don't know.
Jonathan was a part of it last year.
Yeah. Ani never pushed.
Wait, he was?
Yes.
He was part of Jonathan? Mom and Skylar's team.
Oh, yeah.
He was in for like 1 month.
And he's gone. I remember I practiced with him and then I left. I quit the first month too.
Because he only had like the first chapter
Wait,
done.
You were doing it last year?
Yes, a little bit.
I don't think I've ever
seen it. Yeah, no. It's like a week or two. And I'm like, nah, I can't. I'm not going to do this. I can't. I had a lot of stuff to do last year anyways. I'm at a job and I have a lot of night classes because I'm have early release. I'm leaving at the third period every day, which is great.
Night classes?
Yes.
Yes, yes, yes.
Yes, it's only a quarter instead of a semester.
They do that for high schools?
Sweetwater. That's what we call it. It's a school for bad kids.
A school for bad kids?
Yes.
Wait, who's in
the
school?
No, kids that attend the school regularly. But they also use it for night school. Gosh, I'm not a bad kid, Omar.
Are you sure about this?
Yes, I am sure, Omar.
I mean, there's lots of evidence.
Of what?
Everything.
Yes. There's a lot of evidence on everything. Gosh, this is such a mess of a podcast. I'm trying to come up with conversations. But this is fine. I like this. Because I'm going to make money off this.
What?
That's the only reason.
I want 20% of the problem.
No one's going to listen to it. So I'm not going to make money off of it. It's only if people listen to it. But since it's like our original...
I mean, people from the church would probably listen to it. No?
I don't want people from the church listening to
this. I don't want
to
either.
If people from the church are listening to this... I'm sorry. God bless you all. Welcome to the Holy
It's just
podcast.
A podcast.
I know podcast. It is. But we have not been talking about anything.
It's a podcast to get away from the reality of the world.
But that's what a podcast is, no? We're just talking about anything, whatever. This is just the first podcast. If you stop listening by now, you're not hearing my voice right now. But if you plan on stop listening in the future, that's fine. That's okay.
Pandemonium.
That's fine, because this is such a mess. I'm sorry.
Boy, right here.
Magic.
It's okay. This podcast will become better one day. Or we might just stop today.
No, I don't think so.
Yeah, let's stop today.
No.
Yes.
Are we going to continue with this tomorrow? Yes.
No, I don't know.
Is this wasting your storage?
If we had time, no. It's on an app. Wait, Rebecca, shout out to Rebecca. Because she gave me this app. This app's pretty cool. It's called Anchor. And I am sponsored by Anchor, actually. And I'm making money off the sponsor.
4%? Oh, no, that's 44.
Okay. We just do another game of Mafia and
Sisters. Oh,
recorded
my God.
On a voice. Here, you're listening to Louis, the Pope of the Monster Spaghetti Religion.
You know what Brother Waylon said? And I have it as a quote. You know, I have people's quotes. Anyway, he's like, he's like, the only thing I have to do in life is to pay taxes and die.
What? That's it? That's all we have to look forward to?
Yes.
How about you, Omar? What do you look forward to in life?
In life?
In three easy steps. So you have to make three steps in life.
What three it? Goals? Or steps?
No, steps.
Steps to a goal.
No.
What?
There's three
finish
steps
goal,
of life.
Finish college, finish life.
Okay. So finish goal, finish college, die.
Yeah, pretty much.
Three steps. No, three steps how to make profit. So first.
Go to that coin machine that gives you 1 cent more.
Oh, yeah. Yeah,
two
we went,
cents.
Yeah, we
two
went
cents.
To one of those penny crusher thingies. And if you put a dollar in, it gives you four quarters and 2 cents. So it's profit. But who knows how much percentage of profit it gives you. That would be one.
Not
that much. 2% profit.
Point. Really?
2% profit.
2%? Yeah,
2%?
That's what I was thinking. Yeah, because it's 102.
Point.
2% profit. That's great. And if you just do it enough times, you get
$2 for every $100 you use. So $102.
Wow. That's it?
$102.
Wait,
every 100 you put it.
Oh, wow.
Yeah, so if you have dollars and you keep converting them back to dollars into the machine, I don't think the machine has enough pennies for that. So there's a little...
People don't usually do that.
It's a risky investment.
Man. So what are your three stages of life?
Three stages of life.
Yes. You live, you eat spaghetti, you die, profit. Like that. Yeah, profit.
Stocks.
Stocks, yeah, go up.
Stocks.
Okay.
Come
Alina.
Back to me.
Alina has a very good a very good list.
Ew.
Three
yes,
steps.
She does.
Just three steps.
I have the first one.
Okay, what's the first one?
Finish school.
Finish school.
Like all of it.
All of it. Okay. So you don't know what to do now?
I don't know.
What do I do now?
I don't know. Finish school, and that's like high school, college, all that stuff.
Now what? No way.
We don't know what to do with our lives.
We'll figure that out when we get there.
Well, and then use your talents. Well, no, but then that's not a step. That's something you should do every day.
If I were, I would want to finish school, get a job, like a job that
No, but
I
like
use.
During school you have a job.
Okay, that's a part-time job, you know?
Okay.
But then I get a job after college.
Like
after school,
job
sorry.
Or career?
Career, sorry. Well, what, are careers jobs? Yes.
Not all jobs are careers.
Yes. Yes, well what, okay, what if someone works full-time at a Home Depot? That's a career. That's a full-time job.
It's a full-time
People do
job.
That. People do
yes,
that.
Yes, I know.
And that's their career, you know? You know what I mean? People are managers. People are managers at McDonald's.
Yes.
That's a
they
career.
Are.
See, so what's the differences? What's the difference between a job and a career? Second time I'm right, Victoria isn't.
Oh my goodness.
As I was saying, what was I saying? Oh, I finished college.
You get a career, a job slash job.
Maybe get married, and I don't know.
How old would you want to be when you get married? This is something I asked Omar.
In my 20s, for sure. In my 20s, for sure. I want, yeah, like if I were to have kids, I'd want to be young enough.
Wait, what are you doing?
It's your attitude.
Okay, Google. Nobody needs your information.
Okay.
A job can be just going to work to earn a paycheck,
so,
a career.
I don't know.
Blah, blah, blah,
I'd want to get married in my 20s. That's it. I mean, because if I were, I don't know. It's just a preference.
Early, mid, late.
Did you know people's personality changes at age 30?
Oh, man.
Mid,
not late.
So what if you marry in your 20s and suddenly you're not interested in your wife because her personality
Well, let's
changed.
Go tell Jackie that.
Yeah, wait, then why are you... why would you marry her?
No, because he was reading how...
People's personality changes at age 30 also.
Oh. Man, well, yours came early, Omar.
Well, too bad. It's called...
Omar, you're getting married at 23.
No.
Watch.
No, he said he's going to get married when he's 40 plus.
40 plus?
Yes.
Why? Okay, what's your wife's name going to be? Can you say that?
No. I cannot predict the future, you.
You.
What should I call
you? Immortal Scott.
Yeah, Immortal Scott.
No. Nobody outside our group should know this. You should know this right now.
Okay. So,
Mortal
Jaime.
Scum.
Jaime, when do you plan on getting married?
Why?
It's just a question.
I don't
Alina?
Know. Whenever...
Like, be honest. Like, don't... It's something...
Like, obviously you can't control it. But
I know.
If
yeah.
you,
like,
you know, it's...
I would want to get married early 20s.
Early 20s.
I don't know. Early to mid 20s. So, like, 20...
You don't want to be 30.
To, like... You don't want to be 70 years old.
26.
Gotcha. That's good. Yeah. It's a good time. Oh, yeah. Omar wants to get married 40 plus. 40
plus.
What's
wrong with
that? Can happen.
Yeah, that could. Hyman.
when I finish college.
That's good. That's good. Yeah, that's probably so that's probably mid-20s? That's probably like
that'll be like 30.
It like it depends. Oh yeah, he's.
What do you want to do? He's. Well, no, but you like we're talking like your four-year bachelor's. How many colleges
do you have? Oh, I was like, talking about PhDs. Cameron.
Oh, where? He's here.
Woo! Cameron's back.
Go home.
Cameron's back, guys. Yes. So this will conclude the first segment of the podcast. This podcast was a mess. We talked about Marvel movies and then marriage. And then...
No, we talked about the three stages of art.
Yes, three stages of life. And yes, they were good. All right? And...
Never got past my first stage.
I'm not... Please. I won't do
anything.
Yes. Yes, Cameron. Do you wanna say a word before we dismiss this podcast?
Wait, Cameron, when would you like to get married?
What's that?
When would you like to get married?
When?
Yeah, when would you like to get married?
Obviously, you can't control it, but when would
you... Next couple weeks.
Okay, we expect the
Yeah, we're all gonna be praying for you, Cameron.
Just kidding.
No, watch, it's gonna happen. It's gonna happen now. It's gonna happen now. So
Cameron's fucking into his sister. Yeah.
I guess we're not dismissing the podcast yet.
We're gonna make an announcement.
We're not dismissing it yet. It's 26 minutes, it's not a bad podcast. Huh? No. It's not going online, it's just going online. I was right twice. This whole podcast. I was right. You were wrong twice.
No, it's funny. You.
Yes.
No.
Yes, thank you. Thank you, Omar. Thank you, Alina. Yeah. Thank you, Hannah.
Now it's time to delete the name. Podcast.
Well.
Whoa there, Chief.
Yeah. Okay. So. Yeah. Good choices. I mean, you can't control it, as Victoria said. You can't control it. So I guess
Wait
it just
Lord.
Depends. Yes. Yes. Yes, amen. Yes.
No.
Yes, Omar.
Oh, yes.
Oh, yeah, they played Wait on the Lord. Victoria and Alina skipped church.
Skipped church
all,
on a Sunday.
Oh, on a Sunday.
On a Sunday.
First of all.
On a Sunday.
Tried to find
them. Did they ask y'all? They asked y'all. They're like, you want to come? And then you're like,
no. Just missing church on a
and
Sunday.
And it was just a blowout service.
I'm disappointed in you
too.
Blowout service.
You're like always
Shout out to Jackie.
I know, you're disappointed everyone.
I'm not.
The way you hear that, you heard that Victoria said, and I quote, you are disappointing everyone.
No, I said you're disappointed in everyone.
I quote, you are
disappointing
everyone.
Pay that back, pay that back.
I said you're disappointed.
I know you were like rude.
No, I said you. I said
this
you were
just on a whole other level.
Yeah.
I said you were disappointed. Good job. In
that was like such an Omar thing
oh
to do.
That was an Omar thing to do.
Omar approved.
Omar approved it.
Omar approved. Do you approve, Omar?
No.
Yes, you do.
No. I don't know.
Well, there goes
rude.
Another one with mortal
I can
song.
See it. I can see it. The wedding day. Omar is 45. They're like. Say I do.
He's like I don't.
I refuse.
I refuse.
You mortal.
His
scum.
Wife's super happy to have met him. His wife's like I do, right? Like she's really happy, you know. It's like the best day, right? The best day of her life. And then Omar is like, "Do you say I do?" He just stares at the
He just stares at the preacher.
Yeah, the preacher. He just stares
he
at the pastor.
He's like. How dare you think I'll say I'll do?
Who do you think I am?
You know who I am.
I am above this moral. She does not satisfy.
Oh my goodness.
Oh my god.
You used this turn name.
What did I turn you into?
Yes. Omar. We're Omar, okay. Omar.
No what? Part of your
we're all getting invited to your wedding, right?
No.
That was the answer I was looking for. No one here is getting invited to my wedding. Maybe just Omar.
Yeah, I think
so. Just Omar.
Just Omar. Is that okay with you guys?
Yeah.
Okay.
Yeah,
cool.
Like I want to.
No.
Like you want to what? Yes. Don't you say it. You can't control that.
I can't see it in the podcast.
I can from now.
What?
One thing I can't control is who gets invited to my wedding or not.
None necessarily, because if your wife has anything to say about it.
That's true. Well, the first person I'm inviting is my mom.
I'd hope so.
Yeah, my mom, my dad, my brother.
You're like, no one's invited except Omar.
My brother.
I'm just going to download this podcast. Omar. It's just a free ticket to the wedding.
Omar, you.
Yes.
I'm inviting Omar. I'm inviting you. You. Because we're quizzers. We were quizzers at some point. All of us, except Victoria. Victoria isn't a quizzer anymore. She didn't want to be any part of this. She was like, you know what? I am done. And she also called Anthony a loser.
That is not true.
She does. You do.
No, I don't. I don't call anyone a loser.
No, she didn't. She didn't. I was just kidding. I made that up. Anthony, I'm so sorry. I'm so sorry. But she said it was something accurate? She would say.
No, I don't say it. Hold on.
And she tries to be moral support, but...
I am moral support. Oh, what am I doing?
How did you support us in any way?
She doesn't support us. She like...
I don't know. What'd you do?
Did you even ever say good luck to us before a quiz?
I was like, woo.
You never said good luck to us before a quiz.
We gotta fast forward to like 30 minutes.
What?
Out of flag. Huh?
Oh, flag? Why? Do you want to pause it or something?
No.
Oh, well, we're almost done, so don't worry. So, yes, I'm inviting everyone to my wedding.
Even Peter?
Wait.
Peter.
Are you going to have, like, a big wedding or a small wedding?
Not
or?
Small.
Yeah.
And if I were to do it, and if it were, like, to be, like, I could choose a place, it would probably be at Christ Temple. I want to definitely want to get married at Christ Temple.
I mean,
then you have to invite everyone.
No, but usually when people get married, they go to the wife's church.
Hmm.
And then the wife moves to the husband's church after their
marriage. Gotcha. Okay, well, I guess we'll see. I guess we will see. I saw this really cool video. I don't know if you saw it. It was Jake singing to Victoria.
I know, and I thought that was so
cool.
Sweet.
He sounds like Michael Bublé? Bublé? Bubble?
Oh.
Bubble? No? I think he does.
No, not really.
I think he does? Yes, he does. I was right. Yes, but enough about this whole wedding spiel. Maybe I'm not going to get married, and you're not going to get married, and you're not going to get married. You're not going to even finish school. You're not going to get married. None of us are going to get married.
So I'm not going
to... I think it's going to point at time,
man. Yeah.
So time is...
The father's going to come early.
What? Dun, dun, dun.
Look.
Dun, dun, dun. So, yeah, change your name, Louis.
I know.
Going to
be at the day of judgment. What's your name?
What is my name? My name is first name Lewis, last name Fur.
Nope, sorry. That's enough. So, okay.
Time it takes everyone's participation trophy because you wish he had.
He's passing them out.
There you go. You guys deserve a participation trophy.
No, we don't.
So, Lena, who's getting invited to your wedding?
I said no, we
I
don't.
Me, myself, and that.
However, I'm still friends with them.
Ouch.
That's true. I don't think I'll be friends with
you. I mean,
you.
Obviously you're gone.
Yes. I'm gone. I'm sorry. Guys.
Omar just left.
Omar
luckily, luckily Jaime's still here, right Jaime?
This podcast is deleted. This podcast is deleted because he just confused me with Jaime.
Jaime,
how dare
stop.
You confuse
Jaime.
Me with a lower being?
Jaime, stop.
We're going?
All
wait,
right.
Are we going? Is that just a tornado sign?
I'm sorry for this mess of a podcast. It was very horrible. So, I'm saying goodbye.
Take your participation trophy.
Yeah, I'm saying goodbye. Omar, can you hear him? I'm saying goodbye. Victoria's saying goodbye. Say bye.
What?
To the podcast.
Yes.
They can't see them.
She said bye
away.
So deaf people can understand it.
Say bye.
No.
Okay.
Be considerate.
Hi.
I'm sorry. You know what?
Where did he get his chair?
Part one of the podcast is now over. And NABQT 19 has been a wrap.
North American Bible Quizzing Tournament.
Yeah, North American Bible Quizzing Tournament. We lost 0-2. It was pretty satisfying, honestly.
No, we never got zero. It was like...
Yes, it was 0-2.
Oh, I thought you meant
the score. Yeah, it is a score.
I don't even remember.
T-O-2. Oh. Yeah, but... Okay. So... Thank you for tuning in. This is horrible. I promise it'll be better next time. Bye-bye.